Welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap for Wednesday, March 27th. U.S. equities finished higher in an uneventful Wednesday trading, with the Dow Jones, S&P 500, and NASDAQ closing up 122, 86, and 51 basis points, respectively. Today's outperformers included small caps, utilities, energy, banks, retail, airlines, A&D, industrial metals, chemicals, hospitals, life sciences, machinery, asset managers, casual diners, cruise lines, telecom, and media. Big tech was mixed, with NVIDIA a laggard. Not a lot of groups were in the red, but there was scattered weakness in software, networking communications, refiners, and payments. Treasuries were firmer with some curve flattening. Today's $43 billion 7-year note auction saw solid demand. Dollar was a touch better versus the euro. Big story was yen touching its weakest point since 1990 in the overnight, though later rebounded amid intervention fears. Gold finished up 60 basis points. Bitcoin futures were down 1.2%, reversing earlier gains. WTI crude settled down 30 basis points. Another very quiet session as the Easter holiday weekend approaches. Stocks shook off some Tuesday late session weakness attributed to rebalancing dynamics. S&P on track for a fifth straight month of gains, which also keeps concerns about overbought conditions in the narrative. PCE, inflation, and Powell on Friday, though market will be closed for the Good Friday holiday. Both de-risked a bit as February CPI and PPI already came in hotter while Powell spoke just last week at the March FOMC meeting. Several high-profile potential catalysts in the second week of April, including CPI, start of banking earnings season, and AI conference events. Nothing on the U.S. economic calendar today. The big event was a well-received auction of $43 billion in 7-year notes, coming after Tuesday's strong 5-year auction and Monday's record-sized 2s auction that had a slight tail, but more promising internals. No Fed speak during the session, but Waller is scheduled to speak this evening. In terms of overseas developments, Spanish headline inflation accelerated in March, but came in a bit below consensus. Japanese Finance Minister Suzuki ramped up warnings on potential yen intervention. Pretty quiet in terms of corporate news. Bloomberg cited sources who said Apple's developers conference in June will focus heavily on its long-anticipated AI strategy. Amazon announced a $2.75 billion investment in Anthropic. New York Times article discussed Tesla's reliance on China. Merck rose on FDA approval of Winrevair. J&J is in talks to acquire Shockwave Medical. Court ruling said Coinbase operates as an exchange and broker as part of the litigation with the SEC. Cintas beat and raised with tailwinds from lower energy and interest costs. Moderna was out with some positive clinical trial data. Carnival Cruise EPS and EBITDA beat and expects a $10 million impact from the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Robinhood was boosted by the launch of its first credit card. Reddit was hit after Hedgeye named it a top short. Progress Software guided fiscal Q2 revenue below, and GameStop was down big on weaker Q4 results. On deck for tomorrow, economic data including February trade balance and weekly jobless claims, as well as earnings from Walgreens Boots, Agile Therapeutics, and Oxford Industries. That's all for today's evening market recap. Thanks for listening, and please join us again tomorrow.